This is New England Public Radio. A Halloween deadline looms for Massachusetts lawmakers to resolve differences in a fiscal year closeout budget. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service on the line. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
The bill that closes out the books on the fiscal year that ended in June got passed by the Senate last week, but it carried a $50 million higher price tag than the version that was passed in the House. Matt, what are the key differences that the conference committee members are going to need to work out?
Yeah, there was obviously more spending in the Senate bill, $780 million in surplus money spent by the Senate in this budget. That's up from about $723 million that the House had put in. The House also had socked away more money into the rainy day account for, you know, the potential for a looming economic downturn. We will see how they can resolve that. And there are policy differences in this. The House doing something that is being considered a business tax break that would decouple the state tax code from the federal tax code. This is worth about $37 million to businesses in Massachusetts, and also some differences around voting. Both the House and Senate seem to have agreed on a primary date. This is the state primary, not the presidential primary, but a state primary date for 2020, setting that on September 1st to resolve some issues that Secretary Galvin had raised about next year's election. But to satisfy some people who were concerned that this date falls before Labor Day while people may still be on vacation, the Senate chose to add a period of early voting before that primary so that people who may be not used to voting before Labor Day or students who may be moving on September 1st, which is a big moving day, have additional opportunities to vote in that primary.
But all of that is still yet to be determined, right? Because the committee members have to work this out before Halloween, or what, really?
Well, or what is the question? You are referencing a deadline for State Comptroller Andrew Mailer to hit a key financial reporting deadline for the state. He needs to file something called a statutory basis financial report. It's very wonky, but something that's very important to the comptroller as he tries to close the books out on the past fiscal year and show to creditors and bond rating agencies and everyone that Massachusetts' fiscal house is in order. It wouldn't be the first time that they've pushed this deadline and even gone past it, so the consequences aren't immediately felt if he goes past it, but it's a confidence thing and a message that the state is on top of its finances, so they will try to get that resolved. We don't know if this will move to a conference committee or not. They could try to work this out just in informal negotiations over the next week or so, but something to watch closely.
Last week, Senate President Karen Spilka laid out a long list of legislation that she wants to tackle before the last day to hold formal sessions, which I gather is coming up next month. What is on that list?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of stuff that they have not done. And that includes some of the stuff that we've seen votes on. This education bill, it's not finalized. They have not finished a hands-free driving bill. That's also in conference committee. But the Senate president also looking ahead. There's a child health care bill that they're trying to get done. There's bills dealing with climate change. There's stuff dealing with registries. So there's a lot of stuff. I mean, this is not a hard deadline. Obviously, they come back in January and can just pick up where they left off, but they would like to go into this fall recess with some pieces done and behind them.
Now, House Speaker Bob DeLeo has said that he wants to tackle the issue of vaping. Do senators express the same sentiments, and what might that look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. I think there's an appetite in the legislature to do something on vaping. The question is what? The Senate has shown interest in banning flavored tobacco products in the past and this year. The House has moved a ban on flavored products through several committees. That is now before the House Ways and Means Committee. But the Speaker has suggested that he doesn't just want to do that bill. He wants to take a more comprehensive look, and that could include taking a look at the governor's earlier proposal to tax e-cigarette products. There could be additional regulations, and I think part of the delay is also waiting a bit to see if they can get any guidance from either the Department of Public Health in Massachusetts Massachusetts or the Federal Centers for Disease Control or the FDA about what sorts of ingredients are causing these outbreaks of lung injuries so that they could put some regulation in place on how these products are manufactured, sold, and what kind of ingredients are included in them.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.